when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying, oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all. We Are the World, a theme song for our show. The name of our show is Let's Create a Better World, and we need everyone to pitch in to do that. We're going to be talking about that pretty heavily in the next few weeks. Our other theme is healthy aging and the overall health of body, mind, spirit. We cover it all every Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Now, the next few weeks, we've got some great shows. The next 2 weeks, we've got call-in shows. August the 2nd, a week from today, on Saturday, of course, Keith Moray, super nutritionist. He's been on before. He was a big hit. Going to answer, talk about health, nutrition, and how we can overcome diseases. And he's going to also take in calls. You can call him up. He's going to give also free samples. On August the 9th, world-famous psychic Darshini will be on with world predictions and also talking about various things that might happen in L.A. and also New York City. And she'll also take in calls. So two great shows coming up. On the 16th, 3 weeks from now, Dr. Sarah Larson and myself are going to speak about aging. We've got at least 15 to 18 topics, maybe even more, to review, all associated with living healthier, living longer, living clean, away from all the toxicity. And today we're going to talk about that a little on this show. Today's guest is Stefan Rudolph. He's a webmaster. He's an activist. He's got a book coming out soon. He's got his own company. And he's got a great, great story to tell. So be sure, also, if you want to get in on our show on the archives, just put in prn.fm and then put in shows, S-H-O-W-S, put in the name of this show, which is Let's Create a Better World, and you can hear previous shows. Let's introduce our guest and get him going. That's Stefan Rudolph. Thanks for coming, Stefan, and give a little more on yourself and how you, I love your story about how you turned, you changed your whole life from addictions into extremely positive life story. Could you tell us that, please?
Yes, Bobby, definitely great to be on your show again. Fantastic day, fantastic weekend. I just finished up a racquetball tournament, did really well, living a great life now. And especially with your show, Bobby, it's awesome. Living a better world and, you know, living the life that we've always wanted to live by just really focusing on the positive. A little bit about me, Stefan Rudolph, and our company down in San Diego area is Blackwood Industries. We do web design, search engine optimization, social media, everything for really growing your business. Our website is Click for Growth. It's click and the number 4growth.com, and it's Blackwood Industries in Rancho Bernardo. But yeah, Bobby, a little bit about my background in that area of overcoming diseases in my life. I battled basically epilepsy, had two hernia surgeries, a pulmonary embolism. I had multiple epileptic car accidents, so it was really a battle for years, and even had to go through brain surgery at one point in my life, and really just started focusing on health and nutrition and really pay attention to what I'm eating. Because right now, as we know, in this toxic world, what we're fueling ourselves with, and that's a key topic for today, is, you know, what we fuel ourselves with is how we run. And I wasn't aware of that until even after the surgery. I still had, after my brain surgery in 2007, I had epileptic seizures on the racquetball court. I couldn't play. And I was wondering what was going on. And I realized it was due to the toxicity that I was putting in my system from fast food, alcohol, of course, red dye 40, all the dyes and the crap that we eat that we were really not aware of. You know,
right.
I'm a living example of once we start paying attention to what we put in our body and follow it, we are able to grow and be aware and grow in a healthy way. And, you know, just be more consciously aware of what's going in and what's happening and what we can do about it to improve and grow.
Great, beautiful, wonderful. Purity in our system, we might as well get into some foods. Let me give you some thoughts on the philosophy of not only myself, but this radio station and the owner of the station, Gary Null. Gary and his staff in New York and myself and even you, we've all done research on a lot of things, and there's scientific information all over the world about what goes into our body, fueling our system, with a plant-based diet. It's the best way to eat. Other systems don't work. It's the original system, the system of the caveman, or believe, and early man ate lots of things from trees, from plants. Don't believe this thing that they all ate it was meat. Not true. And also, the plant-based diet to me, and I want your thoughts on all this too, and let me just get a couple things out. That is, plant-based diet means organic vegetables, organic fruits, juicing. It means lots of water. It means beans. It means organic whole grains. This is the Mediterranean diet that we're talking about. This is the best way to live. I'm a vegan. You don't. Many listeners here don't have to be a vegan. You don't have to be a vegetarian or raw foodist, but you can listen and learn, and maybe little by little you might be able to get some thoughts here and maybe change your life. Your thoughts, Stephen, on what I just said?
Yeah, totally. You know, with my acid reflux problem that I had for years because of not only drinking, but because of I didn't realize it back in the day, but it was because the meats and the food I was eating, I had to have 3 endoscopy surgeries because of acid reflux, but the doctors never said, change your diet, change this. They just said, here, take this as a Prevacid, Prilosec, you know, all the acid reflux medication. And I kept taking it. I was actually in pharmaceutical sales 10 years ago and worked for a company that sold that product. And I just thought, well, I can keep drinking and keep eating fast food and meats. I was having constant problems with meat getting caught in my esophagus. And how I changed that recently was, of course, cut out the alcohol, more water, cut out the meats. I have fish in my diet still. I'm probably 90% vegetarian now, but I do have fish. But still, I haven't had anything getting caught in my throat in over probably close to 6 months to a year since I've really focused on changing my diet. And it's amazing, you know, what the doctors say when you go to a family practice doctor or, somebody that's just trying to help you. They, of course, just write a prescription and say, take this. Do you need anything else? Are you depressed? Here, take this. They're not telling you how to overcome it. They're telling you what to do to just help it for 12 hours. You know, that's all these pills are. And they told me I was going to be on that medication for the rest of my life. And I was like, okay. And as a society, we just see it that way. We say, okay, I'll just take this pill. I'll take this. And all of a sudden, we're taking 5 medications, and it's not doing anything, right? And Bobby, what you said hit home. It's like I changed my diet, changed my lifestyle, and the stress that I had from my physical ailments went away. So I'm better physically, mentally, emotionally, and more spiritually grounded now. And just overall, life is 100% better.
Wow, that's great. Beautiful. Now, you had a lot of subjects. You sent me an email with lots of different things that you felt were important to our listeners. If you want to finish up with fueling your system, or if you've already finished with that, go right ahead into your next topic and just run into it, please.
Yeah, and really just our main topic about gluten is a great topic to me, because even by changing my diet and cutting out alcohol and eating healthy foods, I wasn't aware of what gluten and the side effects were doing. And even with my somewhat of a research, I didn't put 2 and 2 together until recently, until this past year, especially with gastrointestinal effects because of my stomach symptoms. They started out very gradually, but I attributed these symptoms to stress and assumed it was eventually begin to subside or disappear. It didn't. And also, malabsorption of vitamins, there's like this syndrome refers to like a number of conditions in which the intestine's ability to absorb important nutrients is compromised. So I was going through that effect too. I was having skin rash problems from milk and lactose problems like that. But really just the gluten, when I ate fast foods or pizza or a big sandwich at lunch, I was having headaches. I was slow. And in the past, about 6 months ago, I had a bagel, and my friend was so concerned that was with me. He goes, "Are you having another seizure? What's your problem?" And I started laughing, and it really clicked. I said, "You know what? I had a big bagel this morning, and I hadn't had one in months, years." And that effect of that caused me to get migraines. It slowed me down, and I had to call it a day because that effect right there of gluten was hitting me. Now, there's also, Bobby, there's joint pains can be caused by this, lactose intolerance, chronic fatigue, as we know. You know, chronic fatigue was a big part. When I had gluten in my diet, I was always tired after lunch. We always hear that. You know, you get tired at 2 or 3 p.m. in the office. And for the listeners out there, if you're doing that, if you're in the office world, in the corporate world, and you know this feeling, once you come back at 1 from lunch, you're just dragging. And that's how 5-Hour Energy Drink has jumped on it, saying, take our energy drink because you just had a bunch of gluten and you're tired. So it's like a lose-lose situation where if you pay attention to your diet and change it into a vegetarian or plant-based diet, you'll see you're not going to be tired after lunch. You're not going to be having problems paying attention and focusing. You know, that's just the biggest part that I noticed is what that did to me was a huge effect. When I cut that out of my diet, I've been growing ever since.
Wow, that's great. For our listeners, we have a lot of new listeners. In fact, this is the fastest growing progressive radio station in the world, and numbers are staggering. And I'm really excited about that, that more and more people coming. We're now working with 166 countries are tuning in to this radio, these radio shows on Progressive Radio Network, and also the webpage is getting phenomenal. ProgressiveRadioNetwork.com. GaryNull.com, a lot of great information. But gluten, I want to give my thoughts on gluten. It basically, you want, when you go to the store, make sure it says gluten-free. If it doesn't, I wouldn't buy it. Gluten means things that are wheat, oats, corn, lots of things that are not only gluten, but a lot of them are also genetically engineered and just processed the wrong ways, and they're just full of preservatives, colors, and junk. And you don't want to eat that way. My God, you want to live healthy, then stay away from wheat products and anything that has gluten in it. Your thoughts on that, and go right ahead to with all your lectures there. You've got a lot of good points today.
Yeah, it's really, I was actually in Walmart last week. I don't go there that often anymore. You know, I don't microwave my meals. I don't really buy any. Of course, I haven't bought frozen food in years, but it was funny. I went to Walmart for a few cleaning items. And I went to go get some chili. I went to go get some turkey chili. And I even took a picture of this on my cell phone because I read the ingredients every time when I buy my foods now. If I can't pronounce it, I don't buy it. Now, the biggest part of this ingredient on the turkey chili was it said turkey broth and mechanically separated turkey. And I was like, what is mechanically separated turkey? I had to look it up. If you Google that and look it up on YouTube, it's horrific. It just, I couldn't believe what was going into that. But my thoughts totally, I agree as far as what we're putting into our system is affecting us, and especially with the sugars. As I mentioned earlier, Red Dye 40 was a huge problem with my epilepsy. When I would eat candies like that and crap, it would just have effects on me mentally that I was never really aware of until I started keeping a diet journal, paying attention to what I was eating and how I was feeling in the next 20 minutes to, say, 24 hours. And just staying away from meats overall, you know, the medication, we got to pay attention to. I understand a lot of people have to stay on meds. And part of my story, as you remember, Bobby, was I was able to come off of my epilepsy medication. Even after brain surgery, I was still having seizure problems. But by changing my diet, focusing on holistic healing, and paying attention to what was causing my symptoms, I changed my diet, and my epileptic conditions have gone away 99.9%. And if I feel something come on, I just do some deep breathing, meditation, and prayer. And I pay attention saying, well, I just ate this food a little bit earlier. That's what caused it. Stay away from it.
Wow, that's great. Well, you do a lot of great things, Stefan. That's why you're on this radio show, and you've helped me, and we've become good friends. One thing, I'm sure you're aware that Walmart is, you know, it's okay to walk in there and get one thing, great. But it's not the best store in the world because they get their things from China, Malaysia, and other Asian countries where there's a lot of sweatshops. A lot of,
yeah.
And the quality of the stuff is just really bad.
It's good for us to stay away from them as much as possible. I'm sure you're aware of that.
Oh, the healthier I've got, Bobby, the less I go there. That's a huge point, because I'll buy cleaning supplies there, but at the same time, I totally agree. I shouldn't even be going in there. It was probably, once a month now, and just to see the people coming out of there, too, and their weight, the diabetes problems, just everything. Our society is not aware of the effects our diet is having on us. And you had a good point in the beginning, Bobby, on the show as far as the way we were, say, 200 years ago, and like the caveman days, everybody just ate natural foods. But now we are so caught up in the hustle and bustle, get the job done, be working 10, 12 hours a day, that we forget what we're eating. We don't really think it's essential, and we say, I gotta get some fast food because I gotta get to work. And then our day is just, we're drained, we're burned out, and we're wondering why. We think it's stress, but it's really how we're fueling our system.
Yeah, and you mentioned some bad things in some foods just a while ago, and I don't know if I'm getting off the subject matter because you have a list of things, but meat. And people don't realize that meat has, cows more and more have huge amount of hormones. They're fattened up, and it takes so much water for people to have meat. Not only that, but part of the meals that cows eat are other dead cows, cows that are sick or dead.
Yeah.
They cut them up, and they feed them back to the cows, and they eat it. They don't know any better, and they're not treated right. Everything is bad, so you don't want to eat that bad karma. And chickens, for example, they put them on a line upside down, and they're coming along the line, and the one in the front gets his throat slit, his or her throat, and the ones behind can smell the blood. They know that death is right at the door. And as soon as that knife, that razor, whatever it is, goes through their neck, then they're tight as can be. So when you eat that chicken, you're eating very tight, anxiety-filled, bad karma food. So I stay away from those things. Anyway, get back to your subject matter. You were on gluten, and now what's next?
Oh, that's a great point. If you compare the line of chickens to going through a line and seeing the person ahead of them die, think about a fast food line. Think about In-N-Out. When you see In-N-Out and there's 30 people, and this is such a slow death that it causes us for fast food, that we're in line with 20 people ahead of us, and we see diabetes, overweight, and we're going through this process like the chicken ahead of us getting his head cut off, and we're next. And we're not aware of it. And I'm still a rookie at this, I would say, Bobby. But, Gary Noel and this radio show and me meeting you at the Raw Foods event back in February was a blessing, because just being aware of what is going in our body and how it affects us is the biggest part to changing our life. And even if you want to eat fast food and you're still doing it, be aware of it. Just study it and say, okay, this is what I'm eating. That's what woke me up to the fact that when I had In-N-Out or some burger, it was this is what it was doing to me. I wrote it down, and that's why I feel this way. And I couldn't eat after a month or so of just journaling and seeing the effects. I could not eat it anymore. So, I'm still a rookie in this of a year or two changing my diet. And I know that the show has helped itself, just being able to do a diet journal. I think what we go on to now is alkaline water, because that's come into my life recently too. And it's been a huge area where getting alkaline water compared to, of course, the horrific tap water, but even basic Arrowhead or other areas, that's been a big area too. What do you think, Bobby?
Yeah, alkaline water, there's for those, and I want you to help me give a little more description of alkaline water, but alkaline water alkalizes the body. The body, the cells, the immune system need to be at a pH 7, and there are little things you can buy at the health store to see where you stand on your pH level. Many people are running around at 5. You want to be at 7.2, 7.4, even higher, and that will mean that your body is alkaline. There's also alkaline foods, but alkaline water is so important. There's more and more companies that are jumping on the bandwagon on doing that, and I drink it every day. I've heard of people that had cancer that drank a lot of alkaline water, and guess what? The cancer is in remission. It went reversed. So alkaline water is superb. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I even have a really good friend that has battled cancer. He had stage 4 back in October and had completely changed his diet, and also holistic healing, but a big part of it is the alkaline water that he introduced me to back in October. And I was like, wow, I've never really heard of that or paid attention. And from his background, he was supposed to die, I think, on October 20th of 2013 there. And it was everybody at the doctors just said, well, you don't have much time left. But he said, yes, I do. You know, he changed his diet. He started drinking water. He's working on getting off the medication slowly. But it goes back to how he introduced me to alkaline water, and he told me about detoxifying. And he explained how it detoxifies your body, Stefan, and it helps remove normal acidic waste products accumulated daily. And I really didn't understand it. I go, okay. But it also plus it removes toxins accumulated in your body from your environment, you know, your prescription drugs, unnatural foods, from the normal process of aging. It helps in that area. So the acid waste, yeah, he was saying also the acid waste collected in the body can lead to more serious health conditions like he had. And drinking alkaline water daily can neutralize the acidity and wash acid waste products from cells and tissues. And I was like, really? I had to kind of, that opened my mind. I was like, wow.
Yes. Yeah, and you know, Stefan, by the way, for our listeners coming in late, this is Stefan Rudolph I'm speaking to. I'm Bobby Elias. The name of this show is Let's Create a Better World. And we're talking about fueling your system with the best foods and the best water. We're talking about alkaline water now. We're talking about what goes into foods. As we continue, we're going to get into the environment and being around toxic people and as well as toxic total environment. But anyway, let's get back to this. What you said about alkaline water, I want to get more into that. The opposite of alkaline water is acidic water. Acidic. It goes into your body, and your body is acidic. You don't want to have that, my gosh. And most people are in that category, which is bad. Which is something that we need to do. You know, all these good things we're talking about, though, Stefan, the government, the health agencies, the food industries, oh, they're monsters. They don't want us to know all these good things. People have to learn them on their own. And unfortunately, and I really disturbed about this, Stefan, when I grew up in South Central L.A., it's a mixed neighborhood, a lot of minorities, a lot of poor people. And I go back there now. I go to the east side in Los Angeles, which is a lot Latino area. Whenever I'm around a large amount of poor people, especially of color, Latinos and blacks, a lot of the people, especially the women I notice, are huge. They're fat. They're obese. And they don't know what they're doing. It's not their fault totally. Because the only thing around in poor neighborhoods are crack houses, fast food places, liquor stores, gangs, homicides. That's the life you lead in the poor neighborhoods. And very little is being done. And I am on a mission to talk to people like Whole Foods and Trader Joe's and Sprouts and Mother's. Those are four of the major healthy chains in Southern California. I'm on a mission to tell them they need to go into the middle-class areas and then even the poor areas, and teach people. I'll help them. I'll show them how to do it. Teach people what's right and what's wrong and why they're obese and how they need to change their lifestyle, because people just don't know.
When people are in that type of environment, they know no other life. They know no other way. And I've been like that. I think we've all been like that in one way or one time in our life or another. If you think a common breakfast is McDonald's, Del Taco for lunch and In-N-Out for dinner, you do that every day and you think it's normal. An example is my friend, one of my best friends in life, his wife was studying to be a nurse for 2 years, and they had their youngest child, and during the first 2 years, he had to take care of them. Now, they have three kids total, two jobs. She's studying to be a nurse, crazy hectic. He started having to get fast food. I would say that was his only option that he knew of for his child from the first 2 years. So, and to program this baby at that young age, it starts to create obesity and then an addiction too. That's the hard part, is we know no other way. So my addictive lifestyle included Del Taco, pizza places, everything. And the side effects I was having, it just seemed common. And what you're saying is a great point, because if the people in one environment know no other way, they think it's normality. And if they get introduced to a healthy lifestyle saying, you can do this and this will happen and you'll lose weight, this is something that you can, you know, change your life with.
Yeah, you know, and just what people don't realize also, Stefan, is another subject we didn't talk about previously, but let's talk about it now, is that genetically engineered foods. The average supermarket in America you walk in there, 85% of the foods are genetically engineered. And guess what? You go in the poor neighborhoods, it's more like 90, 95%. Some of the so-called richer, more high-end stores might be a little less than like 80, 85% genetically engineered foods. Now, what is genetically engineered? Monsanto and the big agra have come in and they are poisoning our foods. They want to make it more colorful, make it last longer, make it look nicer. And they're doing this all over the world. But guess what? We're in last place, United States. In places, in other parts of the world, they're not even allowing it in. Genetically engineered foods, we're trying to stop them, and we've gone into the ballot box, and there are about 25 countries that are trying to knock it out and keep them, Monsanto, from putting their foods unless they're labeled. Now, we lost in California. We lost up in Washington, the West Coast, but we won in, I think it's Vermont and Connecticut. And we're on the way to winning in many, many more states. But genetically engineered foods are horrendous. They're really bad. So foods like sugar beet, like corn, like wheat, these types of foods are they're genetically engineered. And countries up in the northern part of Europe, Denmark, Finland, Sweden, and all those countries, a number of them won't even allow any genetically engineered foods to put in the shell, let alone label them. And the rest of the world, we're telling them, okay, you can be on their shelves, but you must be labeled. So we're behind. In fact, in those northern European countries, they won't even allow Coca-Cola in there. Coca-Cola is extremely bad. Oh, my God. So there's a lot of things that need to be done and changed, and this country is in way, way behind because of the huge corporate money interests. They're privatizing everything, and all of our food, all of our drinking, our water is being run and owned and screwed up, and we're all getting sicker than hell. This country's sickness is at the highest level. Your thoughts?
Yeah, that's something that is definitely corporate. It's a money-hungry environment that we are in, and you see the shift going around the world, and basically back in 2012, in that time period, I started noticing this too about other countries being aware of what Monsanto was doing and the change that was going on, but we, our U.S. economy and the way it's run does not want this change because there is no profit. It's all about money. It's the deep pockets. How are we going to make money? And that's through what they're doing right now to keep it going. What we see in a shift right now, of course, is solar-powered and the different cars, the electric cars we're getting. This shift is happening, but until we can show it's going to be a profitable shift to have healthy foods and healthy markets and more, they're still trying to just feed us a disease, feed us diabetes, feed us whatever it takes, feed us cancer. And the more we eat of this crap, the more diseases we get, the more we pay to the medical system, the health system, as it's called. It's kind of a joke because it's not healthy. It wants us to stay in that system until we die. And it's really based on, it goes back to keeping a diet journal, how we feel, everything, and how we act and sleep and live. It's got to be focused on what we're eating and helping, to make the people around us, especially our children, aware of what you take in is how you feel, how you act, and how you live.
Absolutely. Wow. Well, we're jumping from a lot of different subjects. I want to get back to the food issue. I've got something here to say, and then we can move into the environment issue, unless you have a better idea, Stefan, because you've got some great, great work and research you've done to prepare for this show. But let me say this about foods. When you go into, since I was with a friend, we went to a restaurant the other day, and I didn't want to eat, but most restaurants are not clean. A lot of the food there is acidic. It's genetically engineered, and it's full of colors, preservatives. It's got all kinds of junk in it, and it's just totally not. It's got sugar, salt, flour, and I know, for example, in the Latino community, I'm Latino, a lot of lard. It's really bad. If you go out and buy those tamales, they're just full of masa. They're full of lard, and they're just bad. I'm sorry. So I have to be really careful about what I eat. And one more thing, and then your turn. When I was with Gary Null, when he comes to L.A., once every year or two, we drive around, and Gary Null, the supreme healthiest guy in the world, in my opinion, when we walk into a restaurant, of course, we're going to handpick a vegan restaurant, but some of the ones he's never been to because I'm taking him different ones, and I get to find out which ones are good and bad because Gary will walk straight to the kitchen, talk to the cook, make sure that the cook is using the right oils or not using the right oils, and putting what into the food. What's going on? A complete questionnaire. The guy questions him a lot. And if that restaurant's not the par, we walk right out. If it is,
exactly.
Sit down and eat. So go right ahead. Your turn.
Yeah. Gary, that's a perfect example of what we should all be doing because Gary wants to know exactly what he's going to fuel the system with. Now, example, if we go to get some gas for our car and we don't know what's in that gas and our car starts running bad, that's exactly what we're doing to our body by not knowing how we're fueling our system. And Gary has a great point. He wants to see what they're making, what they're using, how they're, you know, he's going to be putting that in his body. Look how amazing our bodies are. We just take it for granted when we have the way we function and everything, sleep, eat, everything. And we start fueling it with crap like this. And I like to give an example, too, about the way we are programmed to think this is normal. It goes back to the toxins of saying versus doing. Is what people say. Oh yeah, I need to change my diet, but they don't do it. Oh, I need to go on to get off fast food, but they don't do it. They say things, but they don't do things. And that's something that when we are young, we're told what to do, what to say, what not to say. In every way, how to feel, how to act. You think about this for our first 12 years of life or so, we are taught how to act and be programmed to live a life according to our belief system that everyone around us feels is right because of the simple fact they too were raised believing those same facts. So if my parents were raised on fast food, I get raised on fast food. It's just normal, right? And that's something that we need to break. We need to break this code. And I kind of compare it to a C drive, Gary. I like to say that we have a mental C drive. I mentioned this before, but we are getting programmed for the first 12 years before puberty. And our mental C drive is programmed by our parents, by our environment, by our friends. But right about age 11, 12, 13, about puberty time, we're being programmed up to them, and then we go into our own focus. You know how these teenagers, they think they know everything, right? That's that age. That's something that when our C drive is telling us, fast food is okay, that's what I grew up on, that's what we believe for the next 7 to 10 years at least. We're focused on that. So we need to focus on reprogramming our children, first getting our C drive aware of the health issues that we are having with fast foods, and also to reprogram our C drive, their C drive, all the C drives around us, control, alt, delete, I like to call it, and start over and understand exactly what's going into our system and what it's causing us to feel like and do. So we just need to change for the healthier and for the better.
Kipon, this is why I love this radio show. His radio station, because the whole philosophy of Progressive Radio Network, Gary Null, of course, myself, and you, we're people are doing the wrong things because they don't know any better. You mentioned something, you hit a nerve with me, and that is this. We are doing what we're told. A lot of people, their parents told them something from a whole bunch of things when they were younger, and they're still doing and listening and following all those things. Why? Because they got them ingrained in their system. They got used to it, and they feel comfortable with it. So what I'm saying is that we learn from our parents, sometimes a lot of wrong things. We sometimes in schools, they're really behind, believe it or not, in a lot of ways. We learn from church. Oh, I'm sorry, but everything there isn't exactly right. We learn from family and friends. They're way off a lot, most of the time. If you listen to TV or radio, my God, the commercials and the stories and the things that people are telling you are just not 100% right, unless you listen to people like on this show. By the way, I'm speaking to Stefan Rudolph. For those of you that came in late, he's a webmaster, and we're going over fueling your system. We're going over foods, alkaline water, and we're going to move into the environment subject in just a minute. Go right ahead into your next topic or your comment on what I just said.
Yeah, it deals with both of the food and the environment that we're in, and really just what changed my life was some of the authors I read, but also just being aware of what's going on and what I call constant and never-ending improvement. And it's by Tony Robbins. He had mentioned that called CANI, C-A-N-I, constant and never-ending improvement. So if we are used to a certain diet that we grew up on and we're still having bad effects, diseases, problems in our lives, we have to constantly be improving in our life. And that improvement is basically understanding the fundamentals of what we believe in, what it's about, and having an open-minded view enough to understand that maybe what we believe in our past or what we've been taught may simply, at times, not always be true. Now, it takes a broad mind because people say, well, I drink milk. I've always drank milk. It's good for my bones. But then you study it, and you see the effects of lactose. Therefore, we have to keep a view and open to others to listen, to learn, to grow. And I've always said in my sales career and my life now that open-mindedness is the key to success.
Wow, that's great. Yeah. Unless you have anything more on this topic, I'd like to say something about the environment, which is another topic we're going to talk about. And then it's another topic that the environment. We're talking about water. We're talking about food. We're talking about the air. And they're all polluted. I mean, extremely polluted. The water, you can't find good water. In fact, there's a drought going on all over the world, especially in this country, especially in the western states. It's really worse than the government will tell you. It's really, really bad. But
along with
that, most of the water we're drinking, these companies come up with water in these little plastic bottles. Guess what? Over half of all those waters come from the tap water. Yeah, they put it in there.
Yeah.
They don't care. And it might taste good, like it's good water, but it's not. I've had tap water in my mouth. It tastes good sometimes. A little flavor to it. Well, that's not good. But what I'm saying is that water that we're getting is really, really bad in that sense. But so you want to – the water around the world is bad. The oceans are polluted. I mean, really, from not only Fukushima, every fish on the planet is now full of radiation, because it's spread all over. The air is polluted from Fukushima. It's polluted from industry. And you walk around in a big city, and you're getting air from industry. You're getting air from cars. Most cars have their systems are old and bad. They're using certain things that are no longer any good. So, and it's just the air is bad everywhere. Go ahead.
That's a great point. Your point about the water is huge because of the alkaline. The research I've done, and really the symptoms of acidosis, it's called, of drinking the basic tap water or what we think is pure water, basically like symptoms include headaches, sleepiness, confusion, shortness of breath, coughing, increased heart rate, nausea, all this stuff that we don't realize because we're drinking this tap water or this so-called, fresh water from the store. But like you said, it's coming out of the tap versus alkaline, which it helped me with the headaches I used to have. It's helped me with increased energy, more clear thinking, everywhere, just less throat irritation because of my acid problems that I've had by, changing my diet and also adding alkaline. I don't have these problems anymore.
Right. Well, water, air, food, we've kind of covered a lot of that already in all our discussions about these other things. But if you have anything else to say on that one, I do want to gradually move into self-growth. And it's a subject that's dear to your heart that's turned around and changed your life. And you can tell that story again if you'd like. But I wanted to go into being grateful for what you have, not what you don't have, and just a total self-growth, positive mind. I want to go into that whenever you're ready. I'll let you...
Yeah, that's something that really helped me to change my life is even probably about 15 years ago when I had everything in life. I had a pharmaceutical job, I had the money, the company car. My wife at the time was in Hershey Foods. So the funny thing we always said every time we moved is our new neighbors saw that our garage was full of half drugs and half chocolate. So they loved us, If they were depressed, they came to me. If they wanted some chocolate, they came to me. It was like we had this ultimate life. But at the same time, there was an inner peace, I call it, a happiness that was missing because I had all the financial success. But remember, as I had talked about earlier, the other four key areas in life, mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, if you're doing well financially, 100% financial successful, that's only 20% of life. So you have four other areas that I had to improve on, and physically, mentally, emotionally, I was brought down by alcohol because it just became a part of my life to always drink and always be, diseasing my body. And it was the people I surrounded myself with. That's a huge part of our environment. And the food I was eating, it was just a one-way street to nowhere. And to be able to develop this strength to overcome alcohol, from my experience, in overcoming epilepsy and in overcoming this addiction completely. And I say this with strength because the programs I have gone through want you to say, I'm an alcoholic. I'm an alcoholic. That's right. That was my past. If I walk around and say, I'm an epileptic, what's going to happen? I'm going to have a seizure. I'm going to keep. That's what was causing my seizures was, did I miss my medication this morning? And I would have a seizure symptom, a small mal or a grand mal even. And I would get home and I would say, I didn't miss my medication. I took it. And I started triggering and seeing that, oh, I'm actually bringing this thought on. And every time this happened with alcohol, when I tried to recover, I kept thinking, I don't want to drink. I don't want to drink. I don't. And it triggered it. Now my focus, Bobby, is on I want to be healthy. I want to live a toxic-free life. I am healthy. I'm healthy, wealthy, wise. I tell myself this every morning that I'm constantly growing, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and that leads to financially. So we have to reprogram our C drive and tell ourselves that we have the ability to overcome any type of dis-ease by putting ourselves at ease, by flushing the negatives out, in our body physically, in our mind mentally, and reprogramming our C drive.
Well, you know, I had a show. We had a show on this station about about 6 or 7 weeks ago about happiness and love with Dr. Wendy Trainer. It was a great show, and we also had talked quite a bit because one of my favorite sessions is the same as yours, which is call it self growth, call it being grateful for what you have. But being grateful for what you have has changed people's lives. 8 years ago or so, a thing came out called The Secret, and that was a DVD that was showed a lot of great things and a lot of speakers on how you could change your life by what you put in your mind, thinking the positive. I know you got comments on this, but let me say this. You people must be grateful for what they have. When I wake up in the morning, I'm so grateful for everything that I have. I've got a place to sleep. I've got a refrigerator. I've got a place to fix food. I've got a restroom. I've got a place to lay down, a place to be, to get warmth. I have a car. I've got four children that are just beautiful children, and they're alive and well and pretty much healthy. I'm pretty much healthy, so I'm grateful for that. Never, never, never do I stop and say, oh, I don't have this, or I don't have that, or too bad this happens. Here's a quick example. I think you'll like this, Stefan. And I was telling this to a wonderful friend yesterday. She called up and said, how you doing? And I said, great, I'm doing fantastic, you know. And then she did the same thing. And then another question came up, and so it brought up an issue. So I said, well, you know, I've had been busy with the, my car broke down a few days ago. She said, oh, my God. I said, no, it's okay. As soon as the car broke down, I just said to myself, well, I guess I got to get it fixed now. And didn't even worry about it. Something that's going to happen, yeah. I kept saying. And then the amount of money was pretty high. I didn't have all the money handy. I had to go get things together and get it. And that was an issue. And the average person would have gone crazy and stressed and everything else. But not me. I just said, well, I'll get it. I have to wait a day or two. No problem. And sure enough, everything went right. So that's the way we have to think. Your thoughts?
Yeah, that's exactly the way that book, The Secret, changed my life. And I went through a divorce back in 2005, and my ex-wife gave me that book. And, of course, you know, we parted on good terms. It wasn't anything. It was really a financial area that we parted on. But when she gave me that book, I threw it in the closet for about a year. I said, oh, I don't want to read that. And I came across it in the move. And when I picked it up and started reading it, I was amazed. And then I saw the movie, and I was just like, wow, these people. And John Ashraf, for example, one of the authors in there, became my mentor because of what he went through in growing up in Canada and going through a hard life and drugs, gangs, everything. And by reading that book, by going through and seeing exactly what we think about, we bring about in our lives, and I've done that my entire life for good and bad, I was like, John is my mentor. I love this guy. I read his books. All of a sudden, Gary, in 2010, I started working for him. I took over his actual office in business coaching,
wow,
and life coaching. Wow. And I was sitting in his chair, in the CEO's chair, in Don Ashraf, and I go, this stuff works. I was amazed by what I did to reprogram my life, overcome the epilepsy in 2007, go through surgery, get my license back, and end up working for John. Now, the company didn't work out overall, but it's brought into my life the life coaches, the business coaches, the people like John have been a huge influence in who we surround ourselves with. And The Secret itself is
the law of attraction. And many find it hard to believe, and I understand for new listeners here on the Gary Knowles Show, it's something that if you think, well, that's just a coincidence, that just happened, you just, that person was, an accident that came in your life. It's not. It's the people that came into my life, I saw how I attracted them, and then how I did to grow, and it amazed me how we all have this power in our mind to attract the positive or the negative, and we have to focus on that positive growth.
You know, The Secret was a good one, and the two things I took out of it, well, I took a lot of good things out of it, because it was already some things that I've been going through with others, listening to people like Wayne Dyer and Louise Hay and Eckhart Tolle, great, great masters of what we're talking about. But what I took out of it, there was a lady in The Secret that had cancer. She was told she had cancer. She might not live but a few months. But she didn't believe the doctor. She kept, her house was clean. She dressed up nice, had flowers on the table, and walked around and kept saying, I'm healthy, I'm healthy, I'm healthy. Guess what? Three months later, went to her doctor, and the doctor says, what happened? You're okay now. Your cancer's gone. Because the power of the mind.
In that movie, you know what the biggest part was? What she said, too, is she watched comedy movies all the time. She watched funny movies. She surrounded herself with that. And that's the biggest point I had. And I have a cousin right now that does very well financially, but struggles a little bit in other areas. Now, financially, I'm being honest, I'm starting over in life. I have my company going. I'm doing well. But compared to where I was at, that's not a big issue anymore, though. With me, I'm thankful, like you said, Bobby, getting out of bed, I say thank you. It took me about a month or two to start programming this, but I got to be thankful for the stepping out of bed, for my body working, my system working. It's like what we want. We take advantage of a lot of things in our life, and especially health is one of them. Until our back starts hurting, until something's not working, until we're in the hospital, then we realize how happy we should be, and how essential it is to have this health. Right.
Right. Exactly. Excellent. Yeah. The other thing I like most about The Secret, though, Stefan, you remember there was a guy that an older man. He was a country guy in the mountains in Tennessee or Oklahoma. He was in a plane, and the plane crashed, and they took him to the hospital, and they said, you're paralyzed, and you'll never walk again. The doctor told him that. Well, he kept saying, I don't believe those old doctors. They don't know what they're talking about. I'm going to get out of here. He told the nurses, the doctors, he told everybody there, I'm going to get out of here in 1 year. And they thought he was nuts. They thought he was crazy, because he was told by the doctor he would never walk. And so there goes what a doctor's saying. But he kept saying this. He would, wherever he was, he rehabbed, and he worked at it, and he said, I'm getting out of here. And guess what? He walked out of there 8 months later. He beat the one-year deadline and walked out healthily because of his mind. That is really great. We've only got a few minutes left. Anything else you want to say about the environment or toxic people?
That part right there is the part that changed my life, because the biggest point I want to make about this is our thoughts are what we turn out to be. And the way, when I saw that movie and saw that scene even, I started telling myself, I am epilepsy-free. Epilepsy is in my past. I am healthy. I am healthy, wealthy, and wise. I physically, mentally, emotionally. I kept repeating that in the mirror over and over. Every time I had a seizure feeling, I talked my way out of it. So it's something that I did for years, and it worked really well. You know, and now it's changed my life, too.
That's why I love having you in the show, Stefan. Every two or three months, you've been coming on, doing things. And I want our listeners to know that even though he's still somewhat of a rookie, Stefan, he is working hard at it. I mean, really hard, researching, studying, staying positive, and all the things we just talked about. He's doing them all. I'm doing them all. And I'm not bragging, but we're examples of what you can do with your life, and I've never been happier. I've never been at peace. I wake up in the morning, and not only do I talk about being grateful, but I've learned from a lady friend of mine that I mentioned earlier, and I do meditation at night so I can sleep better, but I do it in the morning now also. I drink a lot of water. I have my juices. I'm at peace. I'm just so full of a new day, a happy day. It's going to be a great day today. I just keep saying all these positive things. That's the way we have to live. I'm sure you'll agree, Stefan.
Oh, yeah, totally. That's what, the basic part of me waking up and just going through a positive affirmation, the meditation was a big part, too. Like you said, I'm only up to about 2 or 3 minutes. It is difficult to stay focused on clearing my mind, but 2 or 3 minutes at night is good, 2 or 3 minutes in the morning. And it's funny to watch our minds and the way we think consciously, and our ego especially tells us,
we have to get here. We have to get to work. We have to do this. We have to, you know, just take 2 minutes to breathe. It's really basic. And what I like to say is like 6 seconds in, hold it for 4 seconds, 6 seconds out, hold it for 4 seconds and repeat. And just focus. It's not that you have to clear your mind completely, but I like to just focus on my breath, listen to my heartbeat, and just clear it up. And it sounds kind of like my cousin, once again, he would say, oh, that's a bunch of spiritual crap or something. And I, at first I thought so, and then I saw the change in this, what it was doing for me. And I go, you know what? I am spiritual. I'm very spiritual, yeah. And I believe in this higher power is working in my life, and I have the power to change things from an alcohol addiction, epilepsy. You know, now I'm growing. It's just amazing what we can do when we listen to our C drive and reprogram our mind and start living a healthier life.
We have to wrap this up, but you know, what you, one thing about breathing, if I may interject, the best way to breathe in is when you're breathing in, you can hold it for, I mean, you can, a good way to think when you're breathing, so you don't, because mind chatter breaks up a lot of people that want to do meditation because they can't get their mind off so many things. Here's a good way to beat that. What you want to do is concentrate on your breath. Anytime a thought comes in, just get rid of it and say, I'm concentrating, my full concentration is on my breath. Going in, holding it, and going out, holding it. But your whole mindset is breathing and that air going in, it's all good, it's all love, it's beautiful, it's harmony. And then when it comes out, you're getting rid of the toxic stuff. That's one real good way to do it. Anyway, we got to finish up. You'd like to give your contact information for our listeners, how they can reach you. And then I got to wrap this show up in about a minute or so. Stefan, are you there?
Yeah, sorry about that. Great show, Bobby. I had the can you hear me now? The speaker there?
Yeah, can you give us your contact information, please?
Awesome show, Bobby. I just, once again, it's Blackwood Industries is our web design and social media company. We basically help grow businesses one click at a time. And if you're looking for a website, any type of growth you need online, social media presence, especially Blackwood Industries, our website is bwindustries.com. We also have clickforgrowth.com. That's click, the number 4, growth.com. Stefan Rudolph, you can reach me directly if you'd like to speak to me about business or personally and spiritually, how I overcame these diseases, 760-215-2337. And StefanRudolph.com is a spiritual site I have as well, StefanRudolph.com. And I'm here to help and spread the word about, you know, how to grow in happiness, love, and every other area of life.
That's great. Real good, Stefan. It was a great show, I think. I think our listeners got something out of it. We both had some pretty good things to say. So thanks again for coming on, and I'll be talking to you in the next few days.
Yeah, Bobby. Have a great weekend, and appreciate it. I know the show is helping a lot of people out there, and keep it up. Keep up the good work.
Right. Very good. Very good. Okay, I've got about 2 or 3 minutes to mention a few things, and then we're going to hear a song, and the show's going to be over. But I want to remind people of our shows coming up a week from today, Saturday, August the 2nd. And by the way, our shows are always at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time. On August the 2nd, Keith Moray will come on giving health samples of health products and answering questions. He is a holistic healer. He is a nutritionist. He's got a line of great, great things and advice he can give to people. And you can call in on that day, a week from today. On the 9th of August, world-famous psychic Darshini will be back, talk about predictions around the world, especially New York and Los Angeles, and she'll be taking questions over the phone. You can call in and ask her a question. On the 16th, Dr. Sarah and I will be on. Dr. Sarah is a holistic doctor. She is a medical intuitive, a third-generation palm reader, a spiritual counselor. She's been a co-host on the show. She's been a speaker on the show, and she's just great, one of the best. She'll be on with me. We're going to go over aging, and we're going to go over body, mind, spirit, exercise, stem cells, you name it, at least 15 to 20 different topics that are important to living longer, living a healthier quality life. Then in the next few weeks after that, we're going to have the girlfriend of Jimi Hendrix, who died back in some many, many years ago, Rosalie. She's a singer in her own right. She's going to tell a story about not only Jimi Hendrix, but the the history of rock and roll, how Chuck Berry got the ball rolling, how Little Richie was there. She knew them all. She ran around with all these people. She's going to tell stories about that, herself, her career, singing, and the old days of that. Then we're going to have David King in the near future talking about organic gardening, how you can have your own food in your own house. So I want to thank everybody for calling in. Let's Create a Better World is on every Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Here's the phone number to tell your friends so that they can hear the show on their phone if they're not near a laptop or computer. 712-432-7231. Here's my number, 323-770-1925. You want to hear a previous show, go on the archives, punch in crn.fm, and then hit, instead of hitting archives, hit shows, S-H-O-W-S, the name of the show, Let's Create a Better World, and the date of the show that you want to hear. I want to thank Jason, the producer of Progressive Radio Network, the radio station. I want to thank Martin, our engineer. Great job, Martin. Thank you. I want to thank Gary Noh for getting this station off the ground and helping us with so many things. I want to thank Jimmy D, my producer in Los Angeles, my associate producer, a real workhorse, Stuart Hassel. I want to thank our guest, Stefan Rudolph. Most of all, I want to thank you, the listeners. Thank you all for tuning in. We'll see you again next Saturday with another great show.